Ann Doyle is with us from Ann Doyle Strategies. She was a sports journalist, an automotive executive, and now she's a speaker and leadership consultant. Good morning to you, madam.
Good morning, Michael Patrick. That was a great story.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real human story for sure, and Frank's a really good guy, and there are lots of human stories taking place all around us, and one would presume that even if General Motors and the Big Three get some of the money they're asking for anyway, that's just the very beginning of what is likely to be a very unpleasant year for a lot of workers in 2009, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we're all just breathing a great big whew this morning. This deal, of course, is not completely final. It probably won't be resolved until the end of the week. They're hoping they can get it done. But, you know, it does kind of take us a step back from the precipice that we're all looking at. But, Michael Patrick, can I kind of step back for a second and put some perspective here? Because one of the other stories this morning from the sports scene, which you and I all care about, is this whole Dominic Raiola situation.
Yeah,
I want to mention it because I think there's really a parallel here with the auto industry and the Lions, and you could say, you know, they're metaphors for one another in some ways. And I saw that situation. I mean, both of them, if you look at it, have been on a downward path for decades, you know, backing up backwards to the goal line, and the auto industry, you know, finally got its back against the goalposts and had to desperately plead. But I look at the situation with Dominic, you know, who finally gives the finger to the fans. And I mean, I look at it and say the fans are almost like the United States looking at us and basically, you know, how upset we were that they didn't understand or they didn't care or let them go down. And I think there's some parallels there, and you can understand both sides. You can understand the anger, the frustration of all of us in Detroit who are connected to the auto industry. But you can also understand the big picture that basically says, hey, you know what? You've been on this path for decades, and it's results that count. And let's go. We've got to see the beef.
You worked with the CEO of the Ford Motor Company directly, Jack Nasser. They called him Jack the Knife because back then he was doing a lot of cutting and trimming, probably well before anybody else, and in a more maybe ruthless but certainly efficient manner, as we find Ford Motor Company in the best position of the big three at the moment. But this morning the debate seems to be over whether Rick Wagoner should be removed as the CEO of General Motors. And I just wonder, from your standpoint, having worked so closely with the top of a major organization, what is it like for him to look and see United States senators saying that he should be gone and seeing all the headlines this morning? And apparently there was a biting story in Fortune magazine, too. What's your thoughts, and what do you think about what Rick Wagoner is saying today?
Yeah, I would say two things about that, Michael Patrick. One is, I mean, from a very human side, you know, how terrible that is. I mean, it's very, very tough to see a very accomplished executive publicly attacked and humiliated in that way, and we kind of circle around him as part of our own. But on the other hand, yes, I've read the Fortune piece. Alex Taylor, who's a personal friend of mine, the senior editor at Fortune who wrote it, calls it the death of an American dream, how General Motors got it wrong for so long. And he documents really how kind of an insular, self-absorbed culture at General Motors that really was isolated and refused to look in the mirror at what was really going on brought General Motors to this point. And the fact is that Rick Wagoner has been at the helm for a very, very long time. I don't think he should be his head should be on a platter and thrown out, as Senator Dodd said, at this time, because at this moment, at this terrible, terrible crisis, you know, when they're hurtling down the highway, you know, there's no one who can come in and rescue that. I mean, you've got to leave him there. But I would expect that once they get through this crisis that it's time for, you know, new management to come in.
You do?
I do. And one of the problems, of course, with General Motors, I mean, take a look at what happened with Alan Mulally, with Bill Ford going outside of that culture and bringing in an outsider who was clearly qualified but could bring fresh eyes and did not have the decades of associations and personal friendships with the management team that is very characteristic of Ford, and it's characteristic of General Motors. You know, these people in management in those companies have come up together. They are godfathers to each other's children. They vacation together. They have condos together. Their lives are so integrated together that they protect one another. And I mean, and it's very, very hard for them often to make the very, very tough cuts of people who are not doing the job. And that's why I believe it's another problem of that insular culture, and I believe it will take something dramatic to make a change. And you know, there's the old saying, you know, you never want to waste a good crisis. And here we are, and there's got to be dramatic change, which I believe, as tough as this stuff from Congress is, including this Karzai, which is not going to be as tough as they originally thought, you know, to have some dramatic turn the corner, something different has to go on here.
We just got an email from a listener who says, if Wagner should go, so should Gettelfinger. What do you say to that? The UAW president, of course.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, Ron Gettelfinger. Well, he's elected, you know, by his membership. I mean, the UAW is not a publicly held company, and it's not the UAW who's actually going and asking for the money. I mean, I don't believe that Gettelfinger should go, but, you know, maybe there will be a change there, too. But I don't think there's a parallel there.
Well, certainly, you know, we only have about 20 seconds left, but his teeth and claws would have been significantly removed, Gettelfinger, through this process, right?
Well, the whole UAW is no longer the mighty UAW. I mean, that's a whole different conversation, really, in terms of their power. And, you know, they're, of course, stepping back too. And they're stepping up. They're going to take a haircut, as Nancy Pelosi has said. Everybody's going to take a haircut here.
All right. We will talk to you soon, Ann. Great to hear your voice. Thank you for your analysis.